and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. It's MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
Barn homes are all the rage these days. With maintenance-free living on the outside and endless possibilities on the inside, what's not to love? If you're thinking of having one built, MRSK Buildings should be your first stop. Jeff and Brady have years of experience and will guide you through the process with ease. MRSK Buildings at 2604 West Highway 50, across from Bluestem in Emporia. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 13th of June. It is 7:21, and on our way to a 95, and don't forget heat advisory in effect today from 1 until 8. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Emporia Lions Club spokesperson and member Gary Post. Gary, good morning. How are you?
Wonderful, sir. How's yourself today?
We are doing well. You got a lot of things kind of to plop on our plate here today. Want to start here with Flag Day, because that's coming up, and it sounds like the Lions Club is, again, encouraging the community to come on out and observe.
Absolutely. About 4 years ago, in the middle of COVID, the Lions were looking for a way to kind of get outside and keep the club together, and looking for a little project, and we stumbled on the Flag Day, and we thought, well, I don't think anybody else is kind of celebrating that around the area, and so we started doing a little bit of flag waving on June 14th, and it's kind of grown from there, and we're planning on doing that again this year out on Road S over I-35, because it's a weekday. We're going to do it from 4 until 6 so that members that are that work can get out there then. And we're going to be flying 14 flags for June 14th.
Makes perfect sense, but a great way to observe Flag Day on. This is a part of Flag Week, but the 14th of June, Flag Day. So what, 14 of them going to be flying then, Gary?
Yeah, we're planning on just putting 14 out. We usually put more than that out, but we thought, okay, this year we've got a weekday and starting late in the evening. And so thanks to the Patriot Guard and the American Legion, they're furnishing the flags for us, Debbie Fuller and the Patriot Guard. So we really appreciate those folks.
And you kind of answered my next question, which is going to be who's partnering with you on the flags. What does it mean for you to have that partnership here so folks can observe and really take in Flag Day the way it should be?
Well, that's really neat. All service clubs are looking at trying to add members and stuff, and they're all looking for ways to partner with people that are already doing things. For example, last May, there were four Lions went out to the Girl Scout camp and helped work day out there. There were three Lions that helped work the track meet, the national track meet last month. And so just partnering with other groups and things and gives both of us a little more visibility in the community. So pretty neat deal.
All right, Gary, let's talk about your Cleve Cook Fund grants you have through the Lions Club.
The Cleve Cook grant, this just is unbelievable. It was started 10 years ago by Cleve's family. Cleve was a longtime member of the Lions Club. In fact, he was president in the 1950s and when the club was about 30 years old. And he lived to be over 100. And he was such a Lions Club member that his family said, all right, let's create a little fund here. And in the 10 years since this has been going on, the Lions kind of administer with a little oversight from Roy Cook, and we've given out in the community $223,502. in a 10-year period. So it's just been awesome.
Yeah.
For example, this year, we seem to be in the old schoolhouse renovation business here. Rinker 4-H Club Community Building, they'll be drawing over $12,000. The Cottonwood Community 4-H Restore will be drawing over $6,000. We kind of got into the park business, too, helping out Americus. And this year we've got we're picking up half the tab for the Neosho Rapids Park Improvement, $10,000. And Cleve was a big farmer's market individual. So anytime farmer's market gives us a grant, you can just about be assured that one's going to get funded. And they're asking for $250 this year for the Power of Produce. And we funded that. And Imaginarium, they wanted to buy some microscopes, and we approved that for $1,100. And United Way came in with a couple. We did Dolly Parton last year, and they've got a something called Summer Climb, a reading program, and we're funding that because it doesn't have quite the publicity that the Dolly Parton Imagination Library has, and we're funding that for $1,325. And I think that's I think that covers it. Oh, 4-H Extension.
Okay.
We the criteria we use is kids in agriculture, and 4-H Extension certainly qualifies for that. And we're doing $1,500 this year for something called Produce Prescription. Total this year, $34,366.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Gary, what does it mean for you to see this range of projects and really community of life improvements that are coming not only through the Cleve Cook Fund in general, but this specific round that you just announced?
Yeah, it's really, it just kind of blows you away when you think about it, because it's like, okay, here the family put this together, gave it basically to the Lions Club and said, here's the criteria, and you guys run with it. And we've been able to do that. We keep Roy informed. And I just had an email from him inviting him to our annual meeting next week with the little Opie Chicken House chicken down at Peter Pan Park. And he said, I'm tempted to come, but he said, I'm not going to be back in Kansas next week. But he's very pleased with the way the Lions have we have a committee that reviews these applications, because we had over $52,000 in applications, and we approved 34,000 of them. So we think we're doing due diligence for this and for the community.
We would concur. We would certainly concur. So once again, Gary, give us the flag flying location and time tomorrow.
Flag flying location, Road S over I-35 east of town. There isn't a access to Road S, so you have to either get off before the end or after the end and come back and stop and wave a flag with us or whatever. And we're going to be out there. We're going to set up around 3. We're going to be waving flags for 4 until 6. And really appreciate the Patriot Guard and the Legion for furnishing us the flags. And we'll have some Lions banners out there flying so they know who's waving those flags.
And if there are any groups or organizations out there that do have a funding request they would like to present to the Lions Club, how do they proceed, Gary?
The application is available at the Emporia Community Foundation. And April, the latter part of April was the deadline. And so next year there should be a little bit of funding in there, and they can look into that and get an application and submit it to us for next year.
Outstanding. Gary, anything else you wanted to bring up this morning?
We added a new member last week, Janelle Carter. Always thrilled to add new members. And one other thing the Cleve Cook Fund funded was something called Random Acts of Kindness, in which We give the members that want to a $100 bill, and then they decide who gets that $100 bill. So a pretty cool deal, and a random acts of kindness. Neat.
Very neat. Well, Gary, thanks. Keep up the great work.
All right. Thank you, sir. I really appreciate the opportunity to highlight this activity and the other things the Lions Club is doing. It is, you know, the largest service organization in the world. We serve.
We do know that because you've told us that before. So thanks,
there
Gary.
There you go.
Much appreciated, Gary. Sir. Thanks, bud.
All right, Gary Post, Emporia Lions Club, and the fine work that they continue to do here, Chuck.
All right, if you want to be part of the Newsmaker spots, next week's are wide open, at least for now, and we'll be populating that list here later today. So call us at 620-342-1400, or you can always email us, kvue@kvue.com. We'll be chatting tomorrow morning with Pro Disc Golf Association Masters Tournament Director Jackie Morris, talking about the play and other upcoming activities through the PDGA Masters Tournament here in Emporia.
And Jackie with Dynamic Discs will give us an update on how things have been progressing as they come to the end Saturday, the final day of the Masters Pro Disc Golf Association World Championships here in Emporia. Our newsmaker this morning, our primetime newsmaker, brought to you by MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 620-340-7732. That's 340-7732. MRSK Buildings, call Jeff Hodges today. It is 731, 74 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
This is Allison with Mel's Auto Service and Repair, Emporia's newest auto care shop. Mel's Auto Service can handle any automotive repair to get you safely back on the road. Oil changes, transmission and radiator flush.